escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
It's time for
Operation Late Night Excitement.
Top rated in late night radio.
The awesomest night of all time.
After dark.
It's late night with Hancock and Kelly.
You deserve a fun night.
On KMOX.
Happy Valentine's Day, dude.
Happy Valentine's Day. Here it is, the 14th of February. We are halfway through the second month of the year. That's good news.
This pretty much sums up Valentine's Day for me.
For you.
Yeah, it's a tweet that I'm reading right now. A guy said, I asked my dad what he's doing for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And he said, your mom and I have been married for 40 years, so we don't care much about that stuff. Then he said, I went in and asked my mom what she's doing for Valentine's Day. And she said, I don't know, but I hope your dad has something planned. Doesn't that pretty much sum it up?
Yeah.
There's a lot of responsibility on the male in a relationship. Now, I don't know what it's like in same-sex married couples.
Yeah.
But in like, you know, husband-wife stuff, there's a lot of pressure on the guy, man.
Dropped the ball.
Yeah.
Dropped the ball.
Yeah, you did?
I dropped the ball.
Yeah. Did you realize it was Valentine's Day?
Well, it was a Super Bowl, yes. I mean, you know, you got the stuff going on, and then... You know, you got to get, you know, food bought for the Super Bowl.
The tailgate, yeah, you got to do
and,
all that.
You know, and you don't realize, perhaps, that the following Monday is Valentine's Day. And perhaps you have forgotten to procure flowers, cards, chocolates, dinner.
When in doubt, just go on and do a radio show and you can make that your excuse.
It's not good. So I just called my lovely bride, and I said, sweetheart, I realize I may have dropped the ball on Valentine's Day. She said, oh, sweetie, that's fine. I got to go. Goodbye. So I'm not sure if that means no worries. I'm really busy with something right now. I'll talk to you later. Or whether that means you're a jerk.
You
thoughtless cretin.
Well, knowing Georgianne, I'm going to put it in the first category, which is that I think she was busy doing something else.
Well, she may have been. And
yeah,
I hope
you probably
was.
Left her a list of chores to do,
No.
She's got to get the tulips planted in time for the fall.
In fact, I let her sleep in this morning, which makes me feel good about that. You know, I have to creep around. We got the wood floors now in the bedroom.
Do they creak?
Not yet, but they're wood floors. So like when you step on them, it's not a carpet.
Makes noise.
So, you know, she's sleeping, a little lovely thing there. It's beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah.
And so I'm trying not to wake her up, you know, and Gus is laying on his bed over on the floor there. And so I got up really early this morning because I had a ton of stuff to do. That was the other thing. I'm very busy at work right now.
Yeah.
Like my real job, the job that actually pays me money.
Totally, right.
I'm very busy.
Right.
And so Valentine's Day may have just kind of slipped on by.
No, I understand. I've been there.
But, you know, there's a sense in which, Michael, that every day.
Is Valentine's
when
Day.
When you're living with me.
Yeah.
And so tomorrow is another opportunity for me to shower this woman.
But here's
love.
What it comes down to,
what?
Right?
What?
So back in my single days, I'm single now, but when you would...
You've always been single.
Right. But you'd have to send flowers to somebody, right? Well, they jack the prices up like 4 or 5 times what they normally are.
Yeah.
To send flowers,
yeah.
Right? Especially roses, which,
roses.
By the way, is the most overrated flower on the planet.
Agreed.
They don't last long.
Agreed.
They smell okay.
They smell okay.
They're just okay.
They kind of get on your nerves after a little bit.
You know,
sitting there in the kitchen and...
you want to know my secret is?
Huh.
Daisies. Now, you don't want to know why I send daisies to people?
Why? Who do you send daisies to?
Well, whenever I'm in a relationship, no. I'll send daisies. I send tulips, too. I like tulips. But the reason I send daisies, they live the longest. Like, daisies can last 10, 12 days in water.
Huh.
And, you know, for 10 or 12 days, you have to think about me. Roses, those suckers are done in 4 or 5 days.
Yeah.
You know, they show up, they're beautiful. Oh,
now do you get the roses that are still in the bulb form, or do you get them once they've exploded?
How do I know? I'm usually talking to somebody online or on the phone.
Oh no.
You go
no.
pick them out.
You have to pick them.
Yeah,
out.
Yeah, but I don't have time to go drop by
you,
flowers.
When you make a phone call, a phone call flower is of very little value.
Oh, come on.
Very little value.
I sent flowers to...
very little value.
I sent flowers, and when I send them, I send them a couple of days in advance.
Yeah.
So that you can be like, oh, how lovely.
How thoughtful.
And I never send roses at Valentine's Day because it's too freaking expensive.
Well, it's the flower of love, though.
Yeah, but I mean, listen, I bet a dozen roses, you know, sent via... courier or however you do that.
$600.
I bet it's 100.
It's ridiculous. That's why you go to the store and
for the cash and carry.
Yes, and you survey the flowers there.
Yeah,
and you hand select. It's all about hand.
No, you don't hand select. They already come in little bushels.
Not when you do it the way I do it, buddy.
Oh,
you hand select the flower. You say, "I'll take this one right here."
Yeah.
Here's a little baby's breath over there. Put a little light in there.
Oh, that's a terrible thing.
A little white, they are, dandelions. And then here's another, and you get your 13 roses. Uh-huh. That's when you really are saying, I love you.
The baker's dozen.
I love you.
Yeah.
And then you bring them home, and you get them when they're still bulbs, Michael, so that you hand the bulbs over, and then 24 hours later.
They die.
Boom. There they are.
Uh-huh.
No, they don't die. They flower.
Blossom.
They blossom the flowers.
Listen, little trick for you. Get the daisies.
All
they
right.
last forever.
Right.
They're a
the
lot
daisies.
Cheaper.
Yeah.
Here's the other thing. I always buy like a week before Valentine's Day. Because you're paying 20 something bucks just for them to drive the suckers there.
That would have been last Monday if we were paying attention.
Yeah, you know, but then they charge you 20 bucks to have them delivered.
Right.
See, you know, but I guess if you're married, you can walk in with roses and be like, "Oh, look, honey, I did this,
sweetheart."
Yeah, but
here's
don't you think she would rather open the flowers when you're not there? Like, you know, oh, ding dong. Oh, here's the FedEx man. Wonder what he's got. Oh, my gosh, it's roses on Valentine's Day.
Well, and the thing, though, you know, what's so hard about being married to me?
Yeah. Let me get out my book for the list here.
Well, I mean, it's difficult because I'm so wonderful to live with.
Yeah.
It's hard to kind of elevate that, you know, on a one day kind of a thing like Valentine's Day. I mean, you know, When you've got what could be the finest lifestyle that's ever been known.
Yeah, when you've got George Clooney, what more could you ask for in life, right?
What more could you possibly want? A man who cleans the dishes.
Yeah.
A man who says yes to any question.
Did you clean up after Super Bowl last night?
It's 13 after the hour here at the Voice of St. Louis. What do we have on the show?
Well, we're going to visit with John Jr., who you may remember said, "Take it to the bank."
Yes, he did.
It's going to be the Bengals.
He did.
Telling you, Joe Burrow is going to win it. Kelly, you don't know what you're talking about.
Do we have any of the sound from Junior?
We're going to have it.
All right.
We're going to have it.
So we're going to step aside and know I did not clean up after the Super Bowl last night.
Buddy, you're striking out.
What'd you guys eat?
I cooked up a little Saratoga ribeye.
Yeah?
You heard of these?
Oh, yeah. It's got the little string on it.
Yeah, uh-huh. But I cut the string off and I cut it up into pieces.
Yeah, yeah.
By the way, have you ever gone and cooked something up and then you have a string and you're trying to cut it and you can't cut through the string? You're like, what the heck is this?
It's a string.
Yeah. Why do they put a string around the meat?
Well, they want to hold the meat together there.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the Saratoga is, you know, you got stuff going on there.
Yeah, there's a lot of little fat in there and stuff. But it was good. I had that and a piece of salmon. And that was pretty much it. No flowers came for me today.
Yeah.
No Valentine.
Yeah.
All my sisters always ask me to be my Valentine.
I can relate.
Yeah. That's John Hancock. I'm Michael Kelly. Next up, John Jr.
We're rolling.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Kind of a fitting song for our next guest on the Celebrity Guest Line.
You're not talking about our NFL insider.
NFL insider whose name is John Hancock Jr.
Yes. And, you know, it was just last week.
Yeah.
Our NFL insider had this to say in previewing Super Bowl 56.
Mm-hmm. It is the Bengals all the way. It's a lock. The touts out there, they'll charge you hundreds, thousands of dollars for their lock of the year. I'm telling you right now for free. Bengals +4, and honestly, Bengals money line. It's guaranteed automatic.
Well, John Jr. joins us on the Celebrity Guest Line. How are you, Mr.
Jr.? First of all, the +4 did cover, so let me set the record straight on that. And I'd like to wish
what about
a
the
happy
money line?
Valentine's Day. Well, I'd like to wish a happy Valentine's Day to all the lovely couples out there, Michael, because I am devastated. In fact, I have never been worse. I haven't been this upset since Reputation didn't get a Grammy nomination for Album of the Year. And I owe an apology. I really do, to one Thomas Edward Patrick Brady Jr. for even alluding to the fact that Joe Burrow could be Brady-esque when there's not a quarterback in the entire league today worthy to be compared to Tom Brady. And yeah, I'm disappointed in Joey B's performance last night. I'm still optimistic for the future, without a question, without a doubt. But he had his opportunity. He could have risen to the occasion, seized the moment, and he simply didn't deliver.
Well,
wait a minute. Like, go, however many names you gave Tom Brady there? What was Thomas Edward
Patrick Brady Jr.?
Yeah, whatever. If he would have gotten it done, John, our NFL insider, if he would have gotten it done, Stan Kroenke would have been sitting in his little whatever, watching somebody else play in the Super Bowl. Tom Brady is the reason the Rams are taking home the Lombardi Cup. What do you think about that?
Oh, you know, Matt Stafford was able to do what Patrick Mahomes couldn't, and it's unfortunate, but, you know, happy for Matt. But unfortunately, being happy for Stafford means that Stan Kroenke is also very happy.
All right, let's talk about the officiating at the end of that game. Very unequal officiating throughout the game. You had the face mask on the Bengal touchdown at the start of the third quarter, but then you had that devastating phantom holding call on the defense that gave the Rams first and goal. What's your take on the officiating?
Yeah, it was a tight call, the holding late. You know, they seemed like they kept throwing flags, but I'm not going to call it a ref show. When you had Higgins on that first touchdown in the second half, he just went WWE, threw down the safety and didn't get called on that touchdown. So, you know, it goes both ways. I don't think you can put this one on the refs. Unfortunately, the Bengals, Joe Burrow went punt, 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 turnover on downs, last five drives, one touchdown, nice as the game. And a lot of that goes on Zach Taylor, the head coach.
Well, they did, though. The officials did blow an illegal procedure call on the same play that the defensive holding occurred. And when you go back and look at the replay, three of the four defensive linemen jumped before the ball was snapped. No call. Big no call.
The O-line jumped. It was a false start. They missed it. It was a shame to have the game, you know, come down like that with the flags playing a key role. But you can't just give Eli Apple an out like that. I mean, he just got lit up by Cooper Kupp after he was chirping all after the AFC Championship leading up to the Super Bowl. I'm an Eli Apple guy, but that's tough. He got cooked by Kupp.
Wow. That's a good little summary of what we witnessed last night.
He's our NFL insider.
He really is. So what do you forecast for the Bengals in the upcoming year? Do you feel as though they can still, was this a moment of magic, or is this something they can continue to build on?
It was certainly a moment of magic. They had the 20th best offensive line, and you know that got exposed against Donald Von Miller, and we got to put some respect on Ernest Jones. Ernest Jones, old Ernest, came out there, seven tackles out of nowhere, and they destroyed that line. They had a 14% success rate, which means they were successful on 14% of their block attempts. The fact they made it this far is incredible. They got to shore up that line this offseason. They got the offense. Their defense played incredibly well down the stretch and in the playoffs. I think the future is bright, especially in that division. You got one of the great frauds of all time, Baker Mayfield. He's not going to be a threat. The Steelers don't have a quarterback. Lamar's going to come back. He's going to be healthy. Ravens will be tough, but far from the toughest division in football.
Well, there you go. Did you watch the halftime?
I did. I watched the halftime show, and I was sitting there thinking, this is great. They're finally not catering this to the old people, until I realized Dr. Dre and Snoop are in their 50s, Eminem's 49. If it was catered to me, that means I'm becoming the old people.
Well, what did you want? Katy Perry out there?
No, I don't want Katy Perry and that terrible shark. That's a great Super Bowl. Best one I can remember, maybe second only to Prince. It was a phenomenal halftime show, I thought.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You got to give it to Prince. Now, I'm not a big...
I'm a Prince fan.
I'm not a big pop music aficionado. That may come as a shock to some of you. But it was Prince who, in Super Bowl, he was out there during the halftime show, and it was raining.
Yeah.
And he went through three... He shorted out three electric guitars because it was raining.
Interesting, and his main song was Purple Rain.
He's doing Purple Rain in the rain with shorted out guitars because of the electricity. Unbelievable. It may have been the best halftime show in the history of the NFL.
I got to tell you, I thought last night was great. No, I'm with you. I think that if I were ranking them, I got... Well, we may come back to this later, but Prince, and I liked Michael Jackson, and of course, U2 at our Super Bowl down in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this last night was really quite a production.
Let me ask our NFL insider. So this guy, Snoopy Dogg,
Snoop Dogg, come on, you're better than that. You're better than
that. He's the D-O-double-G.
D-O-double-G.
How long has he been? I mean, has he got a lot of hits or something?
Yes!
Yeah, I mean, I've never seen you be this out of touch before.
Yeah, well, you don't spend much time with him anymore. He's quite out of touch. You seen the candidates he's helping?
And I thank you for that, Michael.
So, John Jr., how about the kicker for the Bengals? Doesn't even go into the locker room in the halftime. He sits on the bench and watches the entire performance because why does he need to go to the locker room? He's only there to kick, right?
Yeah, he went perfect. What was it, 14-14, I think, in the postseason.
He did.
Ice in his veins. I say let him let him watch the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was impressive. I was really surprised, talking about kicking. You know, when he was here, Johnny Hecker was the best punter in the NFL, perennial all-pro punter.
Right.
He did not have a good game last night. Is that typical now? Has Johnny Hecker devolved that much, or did he just have a bad night?
You know, I got to be honest, I'm not a punting expert. You know, I think it's probably just an off night, and he's got to be getting up there in age, too.
What'd you think of Stan Kroenke without his stash?
So I left my viewing party as soon as the final whistle sounded. I didn't want to see that man on television.
Yeah, well, he's without a mustache now.
He was bullied.
Probably not a great mug to be looking at.
he was bullied as a kid. This, I'm telling you. He was poor. He had old shoes. The kids used to make fun of him. Yeah. And his obsession with money all goes back to his being bullied in rural Missouri somewhere. And that's informed the personality he's become. Very sad.
Well, he's a dirtball.
Well, that too.
John Jr., you agree?
Oh, of course. I mean, how could you not, knowing what he did?
Now that you've been our NFL insider, we're going to be transitioning to March Madness. Will you become our college basketball insider as well?
Absolutely. I think SLU's going to make some noise.
Oh, you think they're going to go to the tournament this year?
I think so. They have a great group of guys.
What are you doing down there? Are you dropping stuff in the office? What's going on?
The microphone dropped.
Oh, boy.
Really? Well, you're at least you can get it to work. Your father can't even figure out how to get the doggone thing to work.
You got it on the AirPods last week up in Chicago.
Yeah. Well, buddy, how is Chicago?
It's great. You know,
my kind of town, you know.
Yeah, it's got its downfall certainly, but you know, overall, it's a great place to be. And a lot of the similar to St. Louis, a lot of the rumors of its imminent demise have been blown out of proportion.
Huh.
Well,
certainly could be greatly improved with better leadership, but
yeah,
still the Windy City.
Yeah, well, I mean, come on, it's Chicago. It's one of the great cities in America. It's cold as heck up there, though, isn't
it? The second city.
It wasn't
wasn't too cold when I was up there, but definitely not ready for these winters.
You remember when we used to go watch those improv comedies in Chicago when you were younger, right?
Oh, yeah. Going up there, the Second City Theater.
Yeah, and so one of the actresses in that is the gal that's now doing the Toyota commercials.
She's probably one of the standout pupils, one of the more impressive alumni with that on the resume.
Gotta be. I mean, she does Toyota commercials. I mean, that's a good deal.
Pupils. Dude, well, this kid's humor. Huh? He's like you, but sharper and quicker.
Thank you. Thank you, Michael.
It's like Brady Sr. versus Thomas Edward Patrick Brady Jr.
That is our NFL insider, John Hancock Jr. Thank you for that insight. I'm sorry you were so wrong. But
they still cover, though. They still cover.
They did cover. We'll get them.
Yeah, but you said to even bet the money line.
You came out 50-50. It's a wash.
Thanks, John.
We'll get them next year. Take care. John Hancock. When we return, well, there's more stuff and things right here on KMOX.
Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly.
I love it at night.
On KMOX.
That is 7-4
time. 7-4
time
played with a 3-6-90.
6-7-1.
Here we go.
3-4-5-6-7-1. That's a little Pink Floyd out there.
I've heard them.
Piece is called Money. It's from the Women album.
Well, money was like the big topic of a lot of the commercials I see. All right, here, my turn for a rant.
All right.
Super Bowl commercials. Okay, best commercials have the animals in them.
Yeah, but the Clydesdales.
Yeah, I love the Clydesdales and all that stuff, but most of the commercials, I didn't know what the heck they were selling. Eugene Levy. I like him, right? You know who I'm talking about?
The guy from the...
The big eyebrows and all that other stuff. All of a sudden, he's turning into an action star. I think he was selling a car. Yeah. But you don't realize that that's what they're selling. And then how about all this crypto, Coinbase?
I don't get it.
NFTs?
I don't get it.
I don't understand it. But, John, they were paying $7, $8 million a 30-second spot.
$7 million for 30 seconds. Unbelievable.
Yeah, to be able to advertise that crypto stuff.
Now, are they paying for it in the crypto?
Who knows? I would have to be real money. But
so what is that stuff? You got the Bitcoin out there.
Yeah, no, there's so many
you
of
got
them.
The Wazzy.
Dogecoin.
Yeah.
Bitcoin. Blah, blah, blah. There was so many of them. I didn't understand half of the commercials.
I didn't either.
And the crypto ones make no sense to me.
And they're not worth, am I wrong about this? They're not worth anything right now?
Well, crypto's not worth anything. It's all made up, right? And so what? It's this Coinbase technology. I don't really understand it, but I'm going to tell you what I do
all
know
right, you
about
tell
it.
Me this will be informative for
so
all.
So it's Coinbase technology, where meaning that they've created
currency.
2,000 coins.
Out of nothing.
Out of nothing.
Yeah.
And the value of them is what you believe the value to be.
Well.
And then all of a sudden people are buying them. But who, you know, now Tom Brady's getting into it.
He's got some.
Matt Damon is into crypto.
QBC, what's the guy's name? RBG, what was the guy that played? OJB, OBJ.
OBJ's into crypto. Everybody's into crypto.
I knew I'd get there if I put my spoon in the alphabet soup enough.
But you know, the commercials that you could understand were the beer commercials. The Bud Light one where Peyton comes walking in. You know, and there's Steve Buscemi. There's Brooks Koepka playing pool.
Playing pool.
Yeah, there's the big soccer star. What's her name? The girl, the soccer star that everybody loves. She's there. Huh. And then all of a sudden comes walking in the tennis gal. You know what I'm talking about?
Serena Williams.
Yeah, right?
Was it her.
Serena Williams comes walking in, and they're selling Michelob Ultra.
Yeah.
You know what it is.
You know.
You can touch it.
You can taste it.
You can drink it.
Yes.
You can go actually physically get it.
Yes.
Crypto?
No.
Nothing.
No.
It's like insurance. But at least with insurance, which I think is a big scam.
Well, you get a card with your insurance.
You get and if something goes wrong, you at least have somebody to call.
Yeah.
With crypto, it's nothing. It's made up nonsense.
Well, it's a throwback.
To what?
The old days, Michael, when back in the before we had the mighty dollar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people were out there and they were living in their tents and caves.
Yeah.
And, you go out and you kill a buffalo.
Right.
You drag it back into the tent there.
Uh-huh.
Well, you got more buffalo than the family can eat.
Right.
And so the objective.
But then you give some away to people.
Well, you don't give it away.
Or you trade. You barter.
Yes.
But you would barter with something.
Not necessarily. So at some point, they developed, using their little, what you call them? With the rocks.
Hammer and sickles?
Yeah, with the little rocks, and they'd make these little coins.
Shekels.
Yes. And they would start then trading the little rock pieces for a piece of the buffalo. And that is cryptocurrency.
No, but crypto, there's no physical thing. There's nothing
there. Well, we're in a virtual world now. But, I mean, back, they didn't have the internet back in the...
Are we really in a virtual world? Did you see the Facebook commercial where they're, like, showing you, like, a neighborhood and everybody's walking around with these eyeglasses
that's
on?
That's called the...
The metaverse.
The metaverse.
That's obscene. That's absurd. Like, literally, we live on the greatest planet, this coincidence of life that has taken place.
There's no coincidence.
Okay,
this
whatever.
Right.
But there's a big planet here with everything to see.
And it's got
who
a full
in their
moon
right
tonight?
Mind needs to have all of their entertainment in some cyber world of ones and zeros wearing glasses and selling imaginary money? Like, at least with the dollar bill. You know that it has the full faith and credit of the United States behind it. Now, who knows what that means?
George Washington right there.
Right, but there's some trust there and there's some belief. This crypto, this could be some goofball in his basement who came up with crypto.
Probably was.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think at the foundation of all of it, I think people are generally miserable. And
amen.
And so you've got this misery that you're dealing with, and so you create some money over here, and might make you happy for a little bit, and then you got your meta, you put your Googles on, and all of a sudden you're in Cleveland or something.
But I mean, Facebook's a pretty smart company. Like, they became one of the biggest companies on the planet. Mark Zuckerberg became one of the richest men. He's betting it all on the fact that we're going to be into this metaverse stuff. And I got to tell you, there's so much of the real universe that I want to explore. I don't want to explore the metaverse.
I agree.
And by the way, the metaverse, like, oh, wait, yo, oh, well, I have a house in the neighborhood next to Snoop Dogg. Well, what is that all about? It's all imaginary.
Right.
Like, people are selling property in the metaverse. Like, are we this dull as a society that we've bought into this nonsense?
Well, it's like,
how about I'm going to sell you a picture
that
everybody else in the world has?
Okay.
It's going to be a digital picture.
All right. Picture of what?
A downtown St. Louis.
All right.
The beautiful arch.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to sell it to you.
Yeah.
And it's going to be what we call a NFG.
T.
T. A non-fungible token.
Thing. Yeah.
Thing. All right?
Uh-huh.
Everybody else has got the same picture, but you own that digital picture.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah. No.
That's exactly how it works.
And it's a file you download?
Oh, wait, you're the one who likes so-and-so bit my finger. Charlie bit my finger. Perfect example.
All right.
Okay. So the YouTube video of Charlie bit my finger.
Millions of views.
Someone sold that as an NFT to one human being.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So you own the original
Charlie bit my finger.
But guess what? I can Google it right now and play it and watch it.
Are you sure?
Yes. Charlie bit my finger. I mean, is that not the most ridiculous thing in the world that you're going to buy a digital thing so that you can say you own that? But what do you own?
Well,
everybody's got it.
That's why. That's like when you name the star after yourself.
Now that's what we own.
Somebody publishes a star registry, and they've got all the stars listed up there, and you buy a star, and you call it the Michael Kelly.
I can buy Bono?
Yeah.
Well, you mean a star, like a physical star in the sky?
In this galaxy.
I thought you were talking about like a big star.
No, the star registry. That was a thing like 20 years ago where you go on the 800 line and you give them your credit card and you name a star after yourself.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have a star named after you?
Of course not. But it's the same principle as what
it's nothingness.
Yeah.
It's silly.
Yes.
But, John, it was better than half the commercials last night on the Super Bowl, the most valuable television time in the United States. Half of the commercials were for something that is nonsense.
Hmm.
It's made up.
What about Doritos? Were they there?
Yeah, Doritos.
Oh, okay. Right. What about the M&Ms? Were they there?
I don't know that M&Ms had a commercial.
They did not.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window,
so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly.
I love it at night.
On King of OX.
That is 7-4
time. 7-4
time
played with a 3-6 90.
6, 7, 1.
Two, here we go.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 1. That's a little Pink Floyd out there.
I've heard them.
The piece is called Money. It's from the Women album.
Well, money was like the big topic of a lot of the commercials I see. All right, here. My turn for a rant.
All right.
Super Bowl commercials. Okay. Best commercials have the animals in them.
Yeah, but, the Clydesdales.
Yeah, I love the Clydesdales and all that stuff. But most of the commercials, I didn't know what the heck they were selling. Eugene Levy. I like him, right? You know who I'm talking about?
Oh, the guy the guy from the...
The big eyebrows right, yeah, and all that other stuff. All of a sudden, he's turning into an action star. I think he was selling a car.
Yeah.
But you don't realize that that's what they're selling. And then, how about all this crypto, Coinbase...
I don't get it.
NFT.
I don't get
it. I don't understand it. But John, they were paying $7-8 million a 30-second spot.
$7 million for 30 seconds. Unbelievable.
Yeah, to be able to advertise that crypto stuff.
Now, are they paying for it in the crypto?
Who knows? I would have to be real money. But
so what is that stuff? You got the Bitcoin out there.
Yeah, no, there's so many
you
of
got
them.
The Wazi
Dogecoin.
Yeah.
Bitcoin. Blah, blah, blah. There was so many of them. I didn't understand half of the commercials.
I didn't either.
And the crypto ones make no sense to me.
And they're not worth... Am I wrong about this? They're not worth anything right now?
Well, crypto's not worth anything. It's all made up, right? And so what? It's this Coinbase technology. I don't really understand it, but I'm going to tell you what I do
all
know
right,
about
tell
it.
Me. This will be informative for
so
all.
So it's Coinbase technology, where meaning that they've created...
Currency.
2,000 coins.
Out of nothing.
Out of nothing.
Yeah.
And the value of them is what you believe the value to be.
Wow.
And then all of a sudden people are buying them. But who, you know, now Tom Brady's getting into it.
He's got some.
Matt Damon is into crypto.
QBC, what's the guy's name? RBG, what was the guy that played to OJB? OBJ.
OBJ's into crypto. Everybody's into crypto.
I knew I'd get there if I put my spoon in the alphabet soup enough.
But you know, the commercials that you could understand were the beer commercials. The Bud Light one where Peyton comes walking in, you know, and there's Steve Buscemi. There's Brooks Koepka playing pool.
Playing pool.
Yeah, there's the big soccer star. What's her name? The girl, the soccer star that everybody loves. She's there. Huh. And then all of a sudden comes walking in the tennis gal. You know what I'm talking about?
Serena Williams.
Yeah, right?
Was it her?
Serena Williams comes walking in, and they're selling Michelob Ultra.
Yeah.
You know what it is.
You know.
You can touch it.
You can taste it.
You can drink it.
Yes.
You can go actually physically get it.
Yes.
Crypto?
No.
Nothing.
No.
It's like insurance. But at least with insurance, which I think is a big scam.
Well, you get a card with your insurance.
You get and if something goes wrong, you at least have somebody to call.
Yeah.
With crypto, it's nothing. It's made up nonsense.
Well, it's a throwback.
To what?
The old days, Michael, when you know, back in the before we had the mighty dollar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people were out there and they were living in their tents and caves.
Yeah.
And, you know, you go out and you kill a buffalo.
Right.
You drag it back into the tent there.
Uh-huh.
Well, you got more buffalo than the family can eat.
Right.
And so the objective.
But then you give some away to people.
Well, you don't give it away.
Or you trade. You barter.
Yes.
But you would barter with something.
Not necessarily. So at some point, they developed, you know, using their little, what you call them? With the rocks.
Hammer and sickles?
Yeah, with the little rocks, and they'd make these little
coin.
Shekels.
Yes. And they would start then trading the little rock pieces for a piece of the buffalo. And that is cryptocurrency.
No, but crypto, there's no physical thing. There's nothing
well,
there.
Well, we're in a virtual world now. But, I mean, back, you know, they didn't have the internet back in the...
Are we really in a virtual world? Did you see the Facebook commercial where they're, like, showing you, like, a neighborhood and everybody's walking around with these eyeglasses
that's
on?
That's called the...
The metaverse.
The metaverse.
That's absurd. Like, literally, we live on the greatest planet, this coincidence of life that has taken place.
There's no coincidence.
Okay,
this
whatever.
Right.
But there's a big planet here with everything to see.
And it's got
who
a full
in their
moon
right
tonight.
Mind needs to have all of their entertainment in some cyber world of ones and zeros wearing glasses and selling imaginary money? Like, at least with the dollar bill. You know that it has the full faith and credit of the United States behind it. Now, who knows what that means?
George Washington right there.
Right, but there's some trust there and there's some belief. This crypto, this could be some goofball in his basement who came up with crypto.
Probably was.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think at the foundation of all of it, I think people are generally miserable. And
amen.
And so you've got this misery that you're dealing with, and so you create some money over here, and you know,
right.
might make you happy for a little bit, and then you got your meta, you put your Googles on, and all of a sudden you're in Cleveland or something.
But I mean, Facebook's a pretty smart company. Like, they became one of the biggest companies on the planet. Mark Zuckerberg became one of the richest men. He's betting it all on the fact that we're going to be into this metaverse stuff, and I got to tell you, there's so much of the real universe that I want to explore. I don't want to explore the metaverse.
I agree.
And by the way, the metaverse, like, oh, wait, yo, oh, well, I have a house in the neighborhood next to Snoop Dogg. Well, what is that all about? It's all imaginary.
Right.
Like, people are selling property in the metaverse. Like, are we this dull as a society that we've bought into this nonsense?
Well,
of crypto?
It's like
how about I'm going to sell you a picture that everybody else in the world has?
Okay.
It's going to be a digital picture.
All right. Picture of what?
A downtown St. Louis.
All right.
The beautiful arch.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to sell it to you.
Yeah.
And it's going to be what we call a NFG.
T.
T. A non-fungible token.
Thing. Yeah.
Thing. All right?
Uh-huh.
Everybody else has got the same picture, but you own that digital picture.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, no.
That's exactly how it works.
And it's a file you download?
Oh, wait, you're the one who likes, so-and-so bit my finger. Charlie bit my finger. Perfect example.
All right.
Okay, so the YouTube video of Charlie bit my finger.
Millions of views.
Someone sold that as an NFT to one human being.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you own the original
Charlie bit my finger.
But guess what? I can Google it right now and play it and watch it.
Are you sure?
Yes. Charlie bit my finger. I mean, is that not the most ridiculous thing in the world that you're going to buy a digital thing so that you can say you own that? But what do you own?
Well,
everybody's got it.
That's why. That's like when you name the star after yourself.
Now that's what we ought to
be somebody publishes a star registry, and they've got all the stars listed up there, and you buy a star, and you call it the Michael Kelly.
I can buy Bono?
Yeah.
Well, you mean a star, like a physical star in the sky?
In this galaxy.
I thought you were talking about like a big star.
No, the star registry. That was a thing like 20 years ago, where you go on the 800 line, and you give them your credit card, and you name a star after yourself.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have a star named after you?
Of course not. But it's the same principle
as
what you...
It's nothingness.
Yeah.
It's silly.
Yes.
But, John, it was better than half the commercials last night on the Super Bowl. The most valuable television time in the United States. Half of the commercials were for something that is nonsense.
Hmm.
It's made up.
What about Doritos? Were they there?
Yeah, Doritos.
No, okay.
There.
All right. What about the M&M's? Were they there?
I don't know that M&M's had a commercial.
They did not.
There are a lot of car commercials, lots of electric cars. Everybody saw an electric car.
Yeah.
Beer. I like beer.
Yeah.
So the Bud Light, Ultra.
Well, they had the seltzer, too.
Seltzer waters. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, that was all good. The bouncing QR code. Did you see that one?
I missed it.
How did you miss it?
I have no idea.
It was a 45-second commercial where there was just this thing bouncing around. And it was so annoying that after bouncing around for about 20 seconds. I thought, okay, I put my camera to it, and I looked at it, and guess what it was selling?
What?
Crypto.
Wow.
That was so silly.
Wow.
We are dumb people. You know what? Right now, call in 436-7900. For the low price of $4,999.
Yeah, you can own the air.
You can own
the air.
A piece of the air that Hancock and Kelly spoke on
the
this
frequency.
Evening.
You can own the frequency.
And we will certify it for you.
1120.
Yeah, no, we'll certify the air of which we've used.
How many watts we got here?
50,000 red hot watts.
So if you call in and you have $4,000, 50,000, that's like, $8 a watt. I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah, you own the. We're not going to sell you future stuff. We're just going to sell you what we've done.
Yeah.
Right here, what right now, this space that we're in right now.
Yeah.
We're going to sell it to you for $5,000.
436.
499.
1-800-925-11. I can't wait to see what happens.
Listen to this.
About to be a great night.
Really good tonight.
Yeah. This is one hell of a night.
Now. Back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly on King of OX.
So last night during the Super Bowl, my friend Joel Schwartz, who came in with us on Friday.
Fascinating.
Yeah. They previewed his movie with the one with Renee Zellweger and Josh Duhamel.
Fascinating.
That they're playing him. Now, Joel Schwartz is the local criminal defense attorney. Here in St. Louis, he was defending a guy named Russ Faria.
Yeah,
Russ was accused of killing his wife, even though he was playing cards with his buddies at the time of the killing. And it later comes out that it was Pam Hupp that was behind it all. And we all are well familiar with the Pam Hupp story.
Because she killed her mother, and then she killed somebody with special needs.
Special needs
but
guy.
But she killed this woman.
Yeah, in an insurance scam of some type.
So, right. It's okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
And so Joel, that's all right. So Joel's this attorney, and Russ Faria hires him. And originally he gets convicted of murder.
Yeah.
And it comes out later that the prosecutor and the investigator.
Having an affair.
Were having an affair, and they were planting it on this guy. And Joel was sick to death. And for 3.5 years after this guy was convicted and in jail, he got it back to a retrial and gets the guy acquitted and helps expose that Pam Hupp was the lady who was behind all this. So it was kind of weird.
Killed other people.
And it was kind of weird to see the previews for this for a guy that I know. Like,
it's
this is a buddy of mine.
Yeah.
It's like a drinking for him.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a criminal defense lawyer in town. He went through this incredible experience and wrote a book called Bone Deep. You can buy it. I think it goes
anywhere
public on February 22nd, but it's already selling like crazy on Amazon and other places.
And it's his story.
Yeah, and they've made countless Dateline episodes.
Six or seven of them.
I mean, you know, these Dateline real crime episodes. And you know, you're representing this guy. This husband, whose wife has been murdered, he gets tagged with being the murderer. He didn't do it.
Well, he was playing cards.
Cards
you and I playing pool.
Yeah. And he had his alibi, and none of it mattered. They went to trial. It was up in Lincoln County, Missouri.
Yeah.
Just two counties north from St. Louis County. And, you know, and here this guy goes to prison. And Joel, who is a very good criminal defense lawyer in town, he couldn't believe it, and so he fights and finally gets the guy exonerated, and they did win a nice settlement afterwards too, as he should have.
Yeah,
but yeah,
well, it was a job. I mean, the investigator, the prosecutor working together. I mean, it was crazy.
Yeah, and you know,
can you imagine being in jail for 3.5 years for? First of all, your wife is dead,
right?
And you're accused of the murder, and you didn't do it. Now, more often than not. When wives or husbands die, you know, the number one suspect is going to potentially be the lover.
Yep.
But I mean, that wasn't the case. So you're spending 3.5 years in jail for killing your wife when you didn't do it. Now, everybody's innocent in jail, right?
Everybody in jail says they're
innocent. Everybody's innocent.
And that would be frustrating, too, if you really were innocent.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, but anyway, it was kind of cool to see, come on, Josh Duhamel. This is like an A-list actor is playing my buddy. And Renee Zellweger is playing Pam Hupp. And I think it all starts here in March on television. But he gave us a copy of the book. I encourage you to go out and get it, Bone Deep. And it reminds me, you know, when we were doing that interview, John, I'm terrible with names, as you know.
Yeah.
And so I had read the name, and I came up with Faria.
Yeah, it's Faria.
And it was Faria.
Yeah.
And so I said, Joel, before we went on, how long did you represent Russ Faria? And he goes, no, it's Faria.
Right.
And now I've already processed it in my head that I'm going to call it Faria, and he tells me it's Faria. And so I'm practicing Faria. Here comes the first question. So, Joel, how long did you represent Faria. Russ Faria?
Yeah.
And it's inevitable. It just isn't it amazing how your brain processes things and then you hear it differently?
Well, that's like my hill. You know, he likes to book these guests that have these ridiculous names.
Oh, and who was the one guy that he got?
Tula
Ularoni.
I don't think that was his name.
But you called him
that's
Tula.
That's what I call him. I mean, you look at it, you got this, you know, he gives you the rundown, my hill. He gives you the sheet, you know, and then you got this name on there, and it's the blah, 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 blah.
He doesn't pick an easy name.
No.
Bob Smith.
Yeah, no.
Bob Smith never reports for book that we're going to be talking about.
You know, I got to introduce this guy, and the poor guy's on the line.
Yeah.
You know,
and you just butcher his name.
Tula Ularoni, and then, you know, the guy's, you know, whatever.
How do you think Jack Buck would have handled it? He said, well, today we have a mystery guest.
Yeah, he would have said,
why don't you tell us your name?
T-U-L-O-L-O-O-R-O-N-I. Tula Ularoni.
Maybe that's what we ought to start doing anymore. You know what? We're going to talk to you about the Ukrainian incident, and on the line with us is a very special guest. Guest, tell us your name. Well, thank you. My name's Tula Ularoni. Because who would know how to pronounce that
name?
Well,
we do actually have the president of the Ukraine's name coming up in our next segment, because we're going to talk about that.
What is his name?
Well, we're gonna work on it together, Michael. And,
well, like Putin, that's an easy one, right? And you can call him Vlad for short.
Yeah. So this guy is, it's not Vladimir, it's Volodymyr.
V-O-L-O-D-Y-M-I-R.
Volodymyr is his first name.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm worried about this stuff in Ukraine.
Yeah.
I mean, in our lifetime, John Hancock, something that we read about in history books potentially may take place. A country may invade another sovereign nation. I mean, that's really crazy if you think about it.
Well, I mean, it happened when Iraq invaded Kuwait in the 1990s.
A little different, right? Kuwait's what, the size of the city of St. Louis?
Right, yeah.
And this is a major, major country. This is the second biggest country that used to make up the former Soviet Union.
Yeah. No, it's huge. And they're expecting it's going to happen as early as Wednesday now, that the Russians are going to invade the country. And
I guess it'll be televised, huh?
Yeah,
we'll all get to see.
Well, we've got reporters in Kyiv, which used to be Kiev.
Yeah. Well, when did we change the name Kyiv to Kiev?
I don't know, because it was always Chicken Kiev. You know, back in the day, you'd have the Chicken Kiev.
I thought it was Chicken Kachatory. No,
Chicken Kiev, and then now it's Kyiv. But
really, what's a Chicken Kiev?
It's you know, it's got chicken in it.
And what else?
In Kiev. I have no idea. Hey, we got to step aside. He's Michael Kelly. I'm John Hancock. When we come back, we are going to talk about the crisis on the Ukraine border and what the implications are for America. That's next on KMOX.
About to be a great night.
Feeling good tonight.
Yeah. This is one hell of a night.
Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly on KMOX.
So last night during the Super Bowl, my friend Joel Schwartz, who came in with us on Friday.
Fascinating.
Yeah. They previewed his movie with the one with Renee Zellweger and Josh Duhamel.
Fascinating.
That they're playing him. Now, Joel Schwartz is the local criminal defense attorney here in St. Louis. He was defending a guy named Russ Faria.
Yeah.
Russ was accused of killing his wife, even though he was playing cards with his buddies at the time of the killing. And it later comes out that it was Pam Hupp that was behind it all. And we all are well familiar with the Pam Hupp
story.
Because
she killed her mother, and then she killed somebody with special needs.
Special needs
but
guy.
But she killed this woman.
Yeah, in an insurance scam of some type.
So, right. It's okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And so Joel, that's all right. So Joel's this attorney and Russ Faria hires him. And originally he gets convicted of murder.
Yeah.
And it comes out later that the prosecutor and the investigator
having an affair
were having an affair and they were planting it on this guy. And Joel was sick to death. And for 3.5 years, after this guy was convicted and in jail,
yeah,
he got it back to a retrial and gets the guy acquitted and helps expose that Pam Hupp was the lady who was behind all this. So it was kind of weird.
Killed other people.
And it was kind of weird to see the previews for this for a guy that I know. Like, it's this is a buddy of mine. Yeah. This is like a drinking for him.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a criminal defense lawyer in town. He went through this incredible experience and wrote a book called Bone Deep. You can buy it. I think it goes
anywhere
public on February 22nd, but it's already selling like crazy on Amazon and other places.
And it's his story.
Yeah, and they've made countless Dateline episodes.
Six or seven of them.
These Dateline real crime episodes. And you know, you're representing this guy. This husband, whose wife has been murdered, he gets tagged with being the murderer. He didn't do it.
Well, he was playing cards. He was playing cards with his buddies.
Yeah, and he had his alibi, and none of it mattered. They went to trial. It was up in Lincoln County, Missouri.
Yeah.
Just two counties north from St. Louis County. And, you know, and here this guy goes to prison, and Joel, who is a very good criminal defense lawyer in town, he couldn't believe it, and so he fights and finally gets the guy exonerated, and they did win a nice settlement afterwards too, as he should have.
Yeah,
but yeah,
well, so it was a job. I mean, the investigator, the prosecutor working together. I mean, it was crazy.
Yeah, and you know,
can you imagine being in jail for 3.5 years for? First of all, your wife is dead,
right?
And you're accused of the murder, and you didn't do it. Now, more often than not, when wives or husbands die, you know, the number one suspect is going to potentially be the lover.
Yep.
But I mean, that wasn't the case. So you're spending 3.5 years in jail for killing your wife when you didn't do it. Now, everybody's innocent in jail, right?
Everybody in jail says they're
innocent. Everybody's innocent.
And that would be frustrating, too, if you really were innocent.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, anyway, it was kind of cool to see, come on, Josh Duhamel. This is like an A-list actor is playing my buddy. And Renee Zellweger is playing Pam Hupp. And I think it all starts here in March on television. But he gave us a copy of the book. I encourage you to go out and get it, Bone Deep. And it reminds me, you know, when we were doing that interview, John, I'm terrible with names, as you know.
Yeah.
And so I had read the name, and I came up with Faria.
Yeah, it's Faria.
And it was Faria.
Yeah.
And so I said, Joel, before we went on, how long did you represent Russ Faria? And he goes, no, it's Faria. And now I've already processed it in my head that I'm going to call it Faria. And he tells me it's Faria. And so I'm practicing Faria. Here comes the first question. So, Joel, how long did you represent Faria. Russ Faria?
Yeah.
And it's inevitable. It just isn't it amazing how your brain processes things and then you hear it differently?
Well, that's like my hill. You know, he likes to...
Yeah.
He likes to book these guests that have these ridiculous names.
Oh, and who was the one guy that he got? Tula Ularoni.
I don't think that was his name.
But you called him
That's
Tula.
That's what I call him. I mean, you look at you got this, you know, he gives you the rundown, my hill. He gives you the sheet, you know, and then you got this name on there, and it's the blah, 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 blah.
He doesn't pick an easy name.
No.
Bob Smith.
Yeah, no.
Bob Smith never reports for book that we're going
to
be talking about.
You know, I got to introduce this guy. The poor guy's on the line.
Yeah.
You know,
and you just butcher his name.
Tula Ularoni, and you know the guy's, you know, whatever.
How do you think Jack Bucket handled it? He said, "Well, today we have a mystery guest."
Yeah, he would have said,
"Why don't you tell us your name?"
TULOLORONI Tula Ularoni.
Maybe that's what we ought to start doing anymore. You know what? We're going to talk to you about the Ukrainian incident, and on the line with us is a very special guest. Guest, tell us your name. Well, thank you. My name's Tula Ularoni. Because who would know how to pronounce that
name?
Well,
we do actually have the president of the Ukraine's name coming up in our next segment, because we're going to talk about that.
What is his name?
Well, we're gonna work on it together, Michael. And,
like Putin, that's an easy one, right? And you can call him Vlad for short.
Yeah. So this guy is, it's not Vladimir, it's Volodymyr.
V-O-L-O-D-Y-M-I-R.
Volodymyr is his first name.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm worried about this stuff in Ukraine.
Yeah.
I mean, in our lifetime, John Hancock, something that we read about in history books potentially may take place. A country may invade another sovereign nation. I mean, that's really crazy if you think about it.
Well, I mean, it happened when Iraq invaded Kuwait in the 1990s.
A little different, right? Kuwait's what, the size of the city of St. Louis?
Right, yeah.
And this is a major, major country. This is the second biggest country that used to make up the former Soviet Union.
Yeah, no, it's huge. And they're expecting it's going to happen as early as Wednesday now, that the Russians are going to invade the country. And
I guess it'll be televised, huh?
Yeah.
We'll all get to see
that. We've got reporters in Kyiv, which used to be Kiev.
Kiev. Well, when did we change the name Kyiv to Kiev?
I don't know, because it was always Chicken Kiev, you know, back in the day. You'd have the Chicken Kiev.
I thought it was Chicken Cacciatore. No,
Chicken Kiev, and then now it's Kyiv, but...
Really? What's a Chicken Kiev?
It's, you know, it's got chicken in it.
And what else?
In Kiev. I have no idea. Hey, we got to step aside. He's Michael Kelly. I'm John Hancock. When we come back, we are going to talk about the crisis on the Ukraine border and what the implications are for America. That's next on KMOX.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.